Yes, on D-Day, I flew two Spitfires. I can't remember where they were from or to, but I know there were two, which was very exciting at that time, keeping the Air Force supplied. All I can remember is as I flew over Southampton Water, Solent, one day it was absolutely full of, I don't know, all sorts of ships. And I couldn't imagine what was going on. And then the next day I flew over, it was completely empty. So hundreds of thousands of ships were there and had disappeared overnight. They'd been building up for days, for weeks probably. And you wouldn't know, and people didn't know. We knew because Hamble is quite close, and Hamble we flew off every day, so we could see all these things. And you could honestly have walked across from the mainland to the Isle of Wight quite easily. It was so stuffed with the ships. And then over the night, one night, they all disappeared. D-Day. But in those days, we couldn't talk about anything to anyone because it was all rather secret. And we were told that walls have ears, so we were not allowed to say very much.